Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, ladies. Happy Thursday.
Hi.
How are we all doing? Like, Thursday, bold type. Thursday, bold type. And, like, remember which day was Thursday. But
I know.
Here we are. Here we are. Well, welcome back, guys. We are obviously doing things a bit differently because we are quarantined right now. But I'm Allie Nasta. And then whichever way you're looking at it, I'll have Veronica introduce herself.
Hi, that's me. I'm Veronica.
Veronica Valencia. And then we've got Carla Beltran.
Hi, guys. Sorry, and my dog just stole something he wasn't supposed to, so I was trying to.
Aww. That's all right. That's right. Well, guys, we are here to talk about the mid-season finale of The Bold Type. And let me tell you, I have a lot of thoughts. Overall opinions, like things that you liked and like about the episode?
I want to say that I am very satisfied with this episode.
Okay.
I really, really liked this episode. I think that, you know, the season kind of struggled a bit for me in that they had so much going on, but I like
a lot of drama for Sutton's wedding day. I'm like, poor thing, like, this is her wedding day, and there's been so much drama that, like, was a little bit her own and then also not her own, but I'm excited to dive in. So yeah. let's just start it off with Sutton in general. So she obviously goes to say to Oliver that she wants to quit. She wants to give her 2 weeks. And I was a little frustrated. I hate that whole, like, oh, let me tell you something before I tell you. Like, it just aggravates me in every show I've ever seen where someone has a secret to tell, kind of like we saw with Pinstripe and Jane, and then they don't tell the secret. So I don't know about you guys, but I was so relieved when it turned out that Oliver eventually told her that she was getting the promotion. How do we feel about the way that came about?
I was actually really happy that he kind of talked to Jacqueline about it, because as we all know, Jacqueline always knows what to say, and it was really nice to see. It was just really nice to see him give her the option of, like, oh, you can do this or you can do that.
Yeah, I love that Jacqueline was like, well, you didn't give her the chance to choose. Like, give her the actual option. And I love that he felt like he messed up and it wasn't the right thing to do. Because as an audience member, it would have been so aggravating if she had, like, gotten married, moved over there, and still didn't know that she was offered the position. Because in her mind, she had thought that, like, you know, it's never going to happen. So I was so relieved when he told her. And it was like, we didn't have to, in our minds, pick or choose what she was going to do. Like, she chose for herself. But the moment she said she wasn't going to take the job, like, I knew that couldn't be just it.
Oh, yeah. I really liked this situation, because I feel like if I was in Oliver's position, I feel like if a lot of people were in Oliver's position, I can't speak for everyone, but I feel like a general thought, some people, I think, would kind of do what he did, which is, like, in his mind, here's Sutton coming to him, you know, who seems very happy and content with the decision she's made to kind of start this new chapter in her life. And even though he's presenting her with this really great option of a new job, he doesn't want to feel like he is taking away this new chapter that she's about to start. And so at first I was like, oh yeah, I totally understand why you did that, Oliver. But again, you know, I think I loved, and we'll get into it more, but I loved Jacqueline this episode because I think she was just really giving everybody the right words that they needed to hear in all of these moments. She is just such a, she has so much knowledge and everything that's going on with her situation this season. I think it even made her more wise.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And like the whole struggle with like Sutton not knowing what to choose. It's like, we kind of know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, where her passions lie. And I think that's something that's frustrating that we've seen in past movies and TV shows, that like you have to pick the guy or the job and you never really get both. And so I love the fact that she was able to get the job and the dream guy. Like that made me so happy because that is life. Like in life you have to compromise, and sometimes the love of your life could have a job that's across the country, across the world, and you have to figure it out because you know that at the end of the day, it's worth the wait or worth whatever distance it would be apart, because that person is not someone you're going to find again.
Yeah.
You guys, all I want to say is that I totally teared up in this episode.
Oh, multiple times too.
Their wedding. You guys, I had been waiting for this moment for such a long time.
Season one.
And
season
it was one. Delivered to me. And at first, I know that last week I was kind of like being a Debbie Downer. And I was like, they can't get married at a bar. And like, this is not going to happen. I was just like really very kind of disappointed by like the series of events that led them to their wedding night. But once they were there and they were just getting married, I forgot about everything. I was like, this is a beautiful moment. I've been waiting for this. And I'm really satisfied. I'm really happy to kind of like circle back to what you were saying, Ali. It's just that like we know Sutton as an individual and as an independent woman who's always known what she wants. Like basically what her mom told her is who Sutton is. So for us, last episode, I was like, no, there's no way she's just going to quit everything, because obviously she wants to go after her job. But now it's like, well, no, she actually, like, everything that happened stayed true to both characters. It stayed true to Sutton's character because she was like, hey, you know what? I love you, but I am going to stick to my job that I want. And also to Richard's character, because Richard was like, you know what, like, it's okay. I know that this is what you wanted, and I knew this all along. So we're going to make it work. And that was literally their storyline, like, from season one till, like, season four, like, the spring finale. I think it's done them justice, and I love the way that they've written both of these characters. So as an audience member, I can say that it totally paid off.
I agree, and I was completely satisfied. I will say, I like wrote down, can we talk about the venue? I thought it was gorgeous.
The venue?
Yeah. Like, they really did a lot to the bar. Like, I thought it looked so rustic and cool. Like, I really liked it.
I didn't really pay attention to it, honestly. I was more worried thinking about, like, oh my gosh, is Richard going to not get married? Like, is this going to be a decision that on Richard?
That was actually one of my questions. Did you guys think that like he was gonna walk away from this?
I thought that's what I thought last week, and that's what I was predicting, because you know this show has a tendency to kind of draw out certain storylines. Like, we obviously are still invested and watching the Kat and Adina storyline. Mm-hmm. So I thought that there was a very good chance that they would have called off the ceremony, but I am so happy that they didn't, because we want to see our characters happy. And I actually want to give a shout out to Logan in the chat, who is saying, I would have been upset if Sutton could only have her new job and not Richard, too, when they deserve to be happy. And then David kind of also says something very similar, saying, don't you hate it when you got one thing that you love and then there's something else that you've been waiting for a long time, and when you finally get it, now you have to choose between the two. I love the fact that there was no choosing, kind of like you said, Ali. We got two characters that know what they want, have really great communication, and are willing to work on whatever it takes to work for both of them to have each other as well as have their dreams.
Yeah, I agree completely. And touching on the Kat and Adina storyline that you just mentioned, we should get into their situationship, whatever's happening, because I feel like regardless of what they're going through and what they're trying to do and taking down RJ, there is a spark that has been ignited again. And I don't think we've seen the last of Kadena. What do you guys think?
I feel like we haven't seen the last of them. I feel like Adina will be more of a reoccurring character in the next season. I feel like them in a relationship and them as friends, it's just, there's always so much drama and so much tension. It's kind of hard for them to kind of just be happy. So
yeah,
I wouldn't mind if they moved on from each other entirely, even leaving a friendship behind, just because kind of like we were saying with Richard and Sutton, we want to see our characters happy. And I feel like they appear happy because they're on the same side and they're working towards a similar goal, but there's still, you know, there's always going to be one of them there that causes drama.
Yeah, one of them always seems to have to like make a sacrifice for each other rather than just like it be easy or something, which is kind of crazy because I was just thinking about what happened to the bartender.
Yeah, he's like totally like, gone now.
I guess maybe I ghosted him.
Back. I totally think he's going to come back. But okay, to kind of give my own opinion, and I'm trying to be careful with what I say because I know that there's like some true fans out there that love this relationship of Kat and Adina, but like I said, I'm also a fan of the show, and as a fan, and I speak to this from like my own personal opinion, I think that I'm kind of getting over the Kat and Adina situationship, because every single time that Adina comes around, Kat ends up doing something and getting in trouble for it, you know? Or vice versa, you know, like I think it was the first time when she sends Adina and she sends her home with all these like things that she's not supposed to fly with, and then she gets held like behind at the airport, right? And then one night she's out, and apparently Kat is not an aggressive person, but because some guy said some words to her, she decided to be aggressive and, you know, get the police involved. And right now, again, like Kat basically lost her job, and we'll talk a little bit more about that because I was totally against absolutely everything that happened with Kat's storyline. I'm pretty sure we've been saying this for like a couple of weeks now, where she decides to be like the person who needs to save the day. And again, she's doing it not for her personal choice, but for Adina. And it's just kind of like really tiring to kind of only have it be one partner trying to save the other all the time. Every single time Kat is trying to like just put up front and just being like, okay, like, oh, I have to do this for Adina, or I have to do this because of other people. And like, it's just, I would have liked for it to be the other way around, where it's Adina that loses her job, which was my prediction last week. That whatever like Kat was going to do was going to get Adina in trouble, and she was just going to lose her job, and she was going to leave back to Paris, and that way we could be done and over with it. I don't see that happening now because it's Kat who lost her job, and we obviously know something's going to happen and she's going to get her job back, because somehow in the bull type you could get fired and get your job back. It doesn't make any sense, but here we are.
I actually think I disagree with you, because I think that this is going to lead Kat back into running for some sort of like political race. Like, she's going to get back into politics, and I think that this is going to help her realize her passions. And like, although she loved Scarlett and she loved what it gave her and what type of job and opportunity she was given, I think she's now realizing like, I care more and deeply about certain issues, certain people, like certain things that I really want to make sure we either bring a stop to. Like, I think this is just awakening her actual, like, personal, like, what she wants to do with herself. You know what I mean? Like, what she wants to make for herself and be known for. And I think that this is one of those things. I understand where you're coming from, where you wish that Adina could have done it. Cause, like, also, too, like, if Adina lost the photographer job, that's just like a freelance photographer job, and then she could just work somewhere else. And like Kat would be losing less. But I think in Kat's mind, she's like, I don't care what the stakes are. Like, I'm willing to lose this because this is something I believe wholeheartedly, and this needs to come to an end. And I think that's where she's going to get back into like politics and try running again. Like, I don't think she's done there.
I see that coming again, and I'm not against it, but I am kind of over the Kat and Adina storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with you, Carla. I know that this is a relationship that a lot of fans love, and you know, at one point in time, I too really loved this relationship, but I think that. And I think that it was a very important relationship because it helped them grow as characters. Like, we've seen a huge amount of growth in Kat since she started this relationship with Adina. But I agree with you, Carla, in that I think that there's always so much sacrifice for one of them, and it's never balanced. And so that's kind of why I'm like, maybe it's not, you know, the best kind of relationship to have. And I also agree with you, Allie, in that I think that's a very smart theory, because we kind of saw Kat kind of tangle herself up in this politics in these last few episodes, where, you know, the guy RJ is backing in this race, you know, is all for conversion therapy. And I think that with her being not at Scarlet anymore, she will find a passion for politics and realize, oh, this is how I'm going to take you down. I couldn't take down RJ, but this is how I'm going to, you know, set the record straight by taking you out of office.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think also what was interesting at the end was that exchange between Kat and RJ's daughter. Did you guys get, I couldn't read, like, if it was like a, I'm going to get revenge on you and sue you type of vibe, or if it was like, I see where you were coming from. Did you guys understand, or like that eye contact? It was just like a weird, like, the daughter looked mad, but then when she looked back, it looks like she was kind of like, I'm glad you did it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't really make sense of what that reaction that meant. I think if anything, because we've seen Kat go up against her fair share of challenges, and she, you know, in the world of, like Carlos said, in the world of bold type, Kat always kind of ends up the champion, and this was a fight that she lost for the first time in probably ever, or at least a very long time. And I think that was kind of a glance of like, don't try me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, don't test me, like, you're not always going to win or succeed.
I personally thought about it as a look of more like, I told you so, you know, because it was more like, I told you not to do it because you would lose your job and you wouldn't be able to get another like digital publishing job, which means she's probably going to get back into like elections.
Yeah. We will have to wait and see. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below, because I felt like it was just something, it was just kind of a weird exchange to me, and it wasn't like completely, I don't know, translucent. I couldn't understand what they were trying to mean by that, but I agree with both of you guys. Someone who's definitely kind of confused onto where her relationship lies is Jane. The beginning of the episode, she's kind of okay with her and Ryan, and then at the end, she officially breaks it off. I, for one, am kind of glad to see this almost close up this situation. I know I loved Pinstripe and I was a huge fan of their relationship, but I do believe that like once there's a type of trust that's been broken, it's really hard to mend that. And I think had Ryan told the truth in the beginning and said, listen, I cheated on you, this is what we did, because she already took him back, he couldn't like take, you know what I mean? Like, not only did he cheat, but he lied when he cheated. And I feel like he needed to have cheated and then told the truth. And I think that Jane would have been fine with that. But I think the fact that like he lied about what he did is just, that's even more shady. So like, okay, so what else are you going to do and lie about it to my face?
Yeah, I'm with you, Allie. Obviously, I really loved Pinstripe. I really liked their relationship. I was rooting for them since, like,
same
from the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I think that for me personally, I am happy that there was a conclusion to this storyline. The only thing that I'll say that I didn't necessarily like about the storyline was the weird bump in the middle where, yeah, Pinstripe came out that he lied and that he actually did more with that girl. I would have been fine if, you know, that he was truthful and all that happened was a kiss, and Jane just, you know, she gave it her best effort to try and work on the relationship and she just couldn't, and that's how it ended. Or if, like, he was truthful from the very beginning and that's what happened, and once again, you know, she tried and just couldn't take him back. I didn't really like the weird bump in the middle because, like I had said in previous episodes, I liked the fact that Jane kind of was going against what she thought, what people kind of expect right. her the decision to make, and I like the fact that she was trying, but I don't like the weird bump in the middle. I think they could have gotten the same result without the weird bump. That's just
yeah me personally. No, I agree. Like, had we just known at the beginning that he cheated and did all that he did and then she took him back, then I think we could have gone forward. But, like, I don't think he needed to have lied on top of cheating.
I'm kind of satisfied with kind of how it ended. I'm glad that they're done. Do I see him coming back later in, like, maybe season 5 if it gets picked up? Yes, definitely. But for now, I'm kind of glad that it's kind of, like, done and over with.
I can see him coming back and being like, I want to be there for you. I want to be that guy. I will do whatever I can to make this better. But I don't see Jane, I just don't see her taking him back. I think she's now moving on and this is a new chapter in her life, and I think she's gonna, like, take this new job and everything as a step forward to be like, whatever happened, I'm leaving it in the past, moving on, starting over.
I think that Jane is going to see Dr. Ben again.
Oh, that would be so great.
Hey, come back any day.
That would be so great.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we won't see Pinstripe for a while, but I think if the bold type keeps giving us Adina and Kat, I think there's a good chance they'll keep giving us Pinstripe and Jane throughout the seasons.
This is that, true.
But do you guys think that Pinstripe and Jane would be endgame?
No.
It's tough because a part of me really wants them to, especially if Pinstripe does some growing up. And I think if Jane, you know, kind of has time to herself to focus on her personal needs, like, obviously she's going through a very big surgery that weighs heavy on her life, so I think if they get some time apart and they both kind of have time to themselves and maybe mature differently, I think there's a chance.
Jen has realized how independent she is and how much she doesn't actually need him, that she won't give him a chance.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, guys. Be interesting. One relationship that seems to be shaping up is Jacqueline and Ian. I think my predictions are coming true. I think he realized when he was gone, like, okay, I love my wife. We need to make this work. I mean, he's sending her flowers. He's really putting in the effort. I think that their relationship could be on the mend. What do you guys think?
I agree with you, Allie. And I like that.
Yeah. And I think that Jacqueline's advice tonight was just showing that she realized, like, oh my gosh, even though Ian didn't tell me the truth, I don't know if I was there to listen, and I wasn't there to, like, tell him exactly what I needed or wanted either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that their relationship is definitely repairable because I think that they were both so closed off from each other in the past that now they're finally taking the time to be more open and communicative, that I think this is what they needed all along in the past, and they never gave each other the light of day. And now that they are, I think there's definitely a chance for them to kind of repair their issues.
Yeah.
I think that it was really key for Jacqueline to kind of tell Richard, like, you know what, communication is what makes a relationship work. And she was like, as she was saying it, she was like realizing it as well.
Yeah.
That was really like,
what she said about Sutton, like, a woman that, like, knows what she wants, like, you need to keep her around. And I just love that. I mean, everything Jacqueline says, like, the writers really have captured her character so well. And I just love the pieces of advice that she gives, because I just feel like they're so fitting for anybody going through whatever. And she just preaches, and I love it.
Jacqueline telling Richard the fact that Sutton knows what she wants was like the most powerful and satisfying moment for me this entire season. And I think it's just because, you know, we're human and we often get caught up in the moment. And, you know, Richard was in that moment of like, I can't believe she's telling me this right before our wedding. We had everything planned out and now she's going against her word. And it's like, it'd be one thing if Sutton came up to him and was like, oh, I'm not sure about San Francisco.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with me, but I just don't know. Like, the fact that she came out and said, this is why I want to stay in New York and this is what I'm willing to do, you know, basically making long distance work, is just like, it's very strong. It's very important. I'm glad that Jacqueline was there to tell him that, because sometimes we get lost in our heads and forget about stuff like that. And so it was so powerful that she was really able to give that expert knowledge.
Yeah. I love that too. That was a good scene. I was really happy with that. Well, any last thought, ladies, before we wrap it up?
I just want to give a shout out to David and Logan in the chat. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know we're a little earlier than usual, but just kind of going back to Pinstripe, David is saying he's 50-50 on Jane and Ryan being endgame. And Logan is also saying Jane and Pinstripe might be endgame if they both mature a little while apart, then come back together stronger. Like, I think that's the thing, you know, we kind of see a lot of these relationships coming back together. You know, Sutton and Richard were off for a while, but, you know, they ended up together.
That's true.
We keep seeing Kat and Adina. You know, I honestly had predictions. I thought Jacqueline's marriage was going to be done, but now we're kind of seeing that being repaired. I really think there's a chance that we repair, just maybe not anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want to agree, but yeah, you're probably right.
The show can do that. Based on what we've seen, I'm just saying the show can probably go that direction.
I mean, Adina was gone.
Really surprising.
Adina was gone for a while and she came back, so anything's possible.
She was almost gone for the whole season and she just decided to show up just to get Kat fired.
Well, I guess it wasn't her that got her fired. It was Kat realizing that she wanted to, you know, stand up for something she believed in.
Allie, I want to stick to my truth. And my truth is I didn't get her fired. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, we all make our own choices, you know, and even if it's sometimes because we do crazy things for the people we love. So there we go.
And for things we care about. So,
I have a question.
Yes.
Since this was a spring finale, I'm just curious on what you girls thought of this season as a whole. I know we've talked about it so much that I'm just, now that we kind of see it conclude, I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I think it's a good first half of the season so far. I feel like we're just now getting into the juiciness of it all, because we've been knowing for forever that Ryan had something that he was holding back. And so I think I've been holding on to that this whole first half of the season. Like, what is it? What is it? And then we kind of had that looming note of like, okay, so Sutton is either going to leave or get promoted. So I feel like we got a lot of the things that we wanted. And I feel like when they pick it back up, I feel like there's a lot of plot points and characters that have gotten to where they want to be. And so now it's about finding a new version of themselves, because, you know, Sutton's navigating a new job and in a whole new responsibility. She's not just an assistant anymore doing someone else's job. Like, she has her own responsibilities. Jane is going through an entirely new job. And I know, like, she's going through physical trauma almost, you know what I mean? Like, she has her own personal thing she's going through and having lost her boyfriend. Like, I think that there are things that it's going to help, you know, help these characters really kind of pivot into a whole new chapter that's going to be really interesting.
I think that in the beginning, or like towards the halfway, I was kind of like feeling a little bit confused and I wasn't really sure where we were going. But now that they've gotten me to the end, I'm kind of like, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think that, you know, I thought this was a very good season. I'll be honest and say I don't think it was necessarily as strong as some of its previous seasons, especially kind of like you were saying, Carla, in the very beginning, I felt like certain storylines were maybe drawn out a little too long, or I didn't feel like I understood clearly where certain storylines were going, or maybe they just felt out of place. But in the end, I'm glad that we kind of got resolution to a lot of them, and I feel like all of our characters are in very good positions right now to do very great things next season that I'm excited to see.
I agree. I'm really excited. I'm excited for it to pick back up, and I hope it picks back up soon. I'm sure you guys watching are just as excited as we are for this to pick back up. But did we have a boss lady this week?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't. Okay, so my bad in that there was
a lot
where I wanted to talk about her, but I wasn't able to do a deep dive. But yes, our boss babe for this week is Rihanna. I'll be perfectly honest, guys. There's a lot of people still don't really know how she pronounces her name, so I'll just call her Bad Girl Riri.
Yes.
She is definitely our boss babe this week because not only has she made a name for herself in the music career when she was starting out, you know, she's dabbed into some acting. She has so many brands and great businesses that she has developed. You know, obviously she has her Fenty line that is very successful and very accessible and just made for every type of woman with every type of skin shade and all that. So I think that's amazing. She's made it so inclusive. And she also has a foundation right now that services others in need. And she has donated, I'm pretty sure it's $1 million or quite a few million dollars to it to help, you know, everybody who is facing hard times right now with due to the coronavirus. So, you know, not only is she successful in her music career and she's a boss babe when it comes to her businesses, she's created a very inclusive makeup line. She's doing great, amazing charitable work. She's not really thinking about herself. She's thinking about the people who need this money. And that is why she is our boss babe.
I love her so much. Thank you for shining a little light on her. She's amazing. We can all be a little bit more like Riri. Love her.
Riri.
Love her. Alrighty, guys, let's do some predictions and we'll wrap it on up. Who wants to start?
Predictions.
I guess I'll go first. I don't know. I feel like there's so much opportunity for next season. I think one of my predictions, I'll kind of go off of what you were saying earlier, Allie. I do think that Kat might start digging back into politics, especially, you know, everything that she had to deal with Richard and that one candidate. I think that Richard is going to go back to San Francisco, but they might have some kind of, you know, working out the kinks of like long distance and the time change, especially because now Sutton is going to be much busier than she previously was. But I think she's going to have a great start. And obviously Oliver is going to be a great support system in helping her get to where she needs to be. And I think Jane is going to see a lot of success in her vertical. But I think she's going to take a personal pause on dating and focus on, you know, her career aspirations and her health.
I agree with that one. I think that
predictions. I actually think that Richard is going to move back to New York, you guys.
Ooh.
I think that he realized that, things are going to be going great with his job, and he's going to find out that he's going to be able to do some things remotely and then maybe just only have to travel to California every now and then. I actually think that somehow Kat is going to get her job back at Scarlett. I don't know why. I don't think she's done there yet. I don't think that that's kind of how her job ends there. But we'll see. And then I think that Jane is going to definitely enjoy the single, independent, working woman life. And I'm kind of excited to see. And one thing that I do, it's sort of a prediction, not really, more of like a what I want. Is I would love to read one of her pieces from the vertical. So I predict that the bold typewriters are going to bless us with that vertical viewing.
I would love that.
I like that.
I love all of your predictions, and I'm kind of going to bounce off what Carla said. And I think that Kat could possibly get her job back if, because obviously RJ had to step back down from the board, they're going to need a new board member. I feel like with everything that Jacqueline's done for this company, they could promote her or add her as a board member, which would then help her have more control over the say of what actually goes down in Scarlet, what actually happens, which then could potentially get Kat her job back, because Jacqueline obviously knows that she did what she did because it meant something, like it meant something to her, and Jacqueline cares about that, you know what I mean? So I just feel like that's where Kat could get her job back, because if Jacqueline gets to be on the board,
it would be really good for Jacqueline to be on the board.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. And like, she obviously like should have a say. She knows the magazine and like the brand better than anybody.
Yeah,
so that's my prediction, but I guess we will have to wait and see. But until then, guys, where can they find you, Veronica Valencia, on Instagram?
I'm Maria Menounos, yeah, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV Talk. Now,
and Carla Beltran.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
And hey, guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Please stay safe and healthy, and we will see you when the Bold Type returns. Bye, guys.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect.